Welcome to Intentional, your faith-based out loud radio program here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, encore at 4 p.m. Welcome to another Intentional. For those of you who've been following the program, I want to thank you for checking in with me and also sending your suggestions to Dr. Faye at AmericaOutloud.com. What a blessing it is to be able to bring you the Word of God, inspiration, and hope on Sundays right here. So let's prepare to hear another word.
Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Almost everyone at some point in their lives have searched for true love. The interesting thing is that true love's definition is in the heart of the seeker. The way one person defines true love is different than the way another person would. For instance, for children, true love is that you're supplying my needs, you're taking care of me. For a wife, true love may be that you are there when I need you. And for the husband, it may be totally physical. True love is a mystery for many people. And many people spend a lifetime and never discover the true meaning of love. How do we get to the place that perhaps we can all be pretty much on the same plane when it comes to the definition of true love? I've come to know that there is only one place that we can all be balanced and have a clear understanding of what true love is, and that is to understand who God is. You see, our Creator, the beginning of all things, the one who began all things, the one who spoke the worlds into existence, is called love. And love is spirit. It is a power, it is a force that cannot be seen, but can be experienced from a very deep place. True love, this quest for true love, has led many people down the aisles of misunderstanding, misguidance. It's interesting over the years how I have been the officiant for many couples. And as they stood before me to say, I do, I often wondered, based on what I was seeing, did they really understand what I do really meant? I remember in one ceremony, the gentleman, I knew in my heart of hearts, he was not ready. And being who I am, I spoke to the couple several times prior to the ceremony, and I advised the young man and the woman that he was coming into a marriage, a relationship where she already had children. And I asked him if he understood what that meant, that he would now become a dad overnight. And he nodded his head and said, yeah, I understand. But as they stood before me that day, I knew he did not get it. And I am not a traditional officiant. So I took my time and gave him space to repent or turn around or decide that that's not what he wanted to do. So I took my time and I explained to him before the family members on both sides that this was a union that involved children. And when he would say, I do, he was not only taking a wife, but he was taking on children. And when I asked the question, do you take this family? Wow, there was a holy hush in the room and the earth was silent. And he paused, and honestly, I can tell you, he began to perspire as if it just hit him in a way that he had not thought about before. And everyone, you could sense it in the room, thought that truly this guy is either going to pass out or he is going to run from the scene. The bride began to, I remember looking in her eyes and I saw how nervous she was, like, oh no, I'm here and he's going to bail out. But he said, yes, I do. I said, okay. Then I proceeded with the ceremony. It wasn't long after that that this bride and groom marriage was not doing so well. And eventually it fell apart. You see, unless we are asked the right questions, we will never know the answers. We are constantly be drifting from one relationship to another, looking for love in all of the wrong places, never finding fulfillment because we're expecting it to come from outside of ourselves. We're expecting for another person to fill the void that's within us, when the void is spiritual and not physical. If you needed an organ transplant, well, that's something that's a great possibility. But when you need an emotional transplant, an emotional healing, something that's deep within you, you need that fixed. That cannot come from a man or a woman. That cannot come from being in a relationship. That comes from having an intimate relationship with the one who is called love. Another story before we get into scripture. There was a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, several years ago, and she came to me and asked me if I would officiate the ceremony for her second wedding, her second marriage. And I asked her the questions, and she got angry with me. She said, you just don't want me to be happy. You don't have a man, and you don't want me to have a man. I thought, okay. And I saw that she was focused on pursuing this relationship. I knew in my heart of hearts it was not healthy, and I knew that there was no way she would be happy. And I knew that she was in for a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, a lot of disappointment. But she was my friend. I loved her. I did want her to be happy, and I wanted to be there for her. So as it happens, they found a minister that would officiate and wouldn't argue with them. And so I decided to go to the wedding to be there for her. And I went to the wedding, and when I arrived at the church, she was in the bridal study and waiting for her groom to arrive. The bridal attendees, the wedding party had already graced the church. The candles had already been lit. The cake was there in the reception hall, and there was no groom. She honestly waited for this man and waited and waited. People were literally getting up, pacing the floor, fanning. It was summertime. And finally, 2 hours okay, you can hear my voice in my voice, like, really? 2 hours? You're waiting? Unless he's dead, there is no excuse. Or in the hospital, there's no excuse. And he finally shows up for the ceremony. And she asks him, where have you been? The excuse, really? Well, he had some problems with his car. And she asks, well, why didn't you call? Well, I didn't think about it. Well, red light, red light, red light. She actually went through with that ceremony. It wasn't a week past that moment, a week past that ceremony, that she didn't call me, crying with a broken heart. And just as he didn't show up until late, he was late for his own wedding, he didn't come home very often. And she had barely seen him that week. Ladies and gentlemen, heartbreaks can be extremely difficult to mend, although they can be, and you can heal nicely. But if we have the knowledge, the wisdom, the tools going into relationships to understand what true love is, we can avoid a lot of the heartbreaks, self-inflicted heartbreaks, before stepping off of these emotional cliffs. Today's teaching is about true love, the art of true love, discovering love that has been resident on the inside of us since before we were born. We are not these bodies. We are spiritual beings, and we have a soul and live in a body. I've had many of my friends and colleagues and people over the years ask me questions. I had an uncle who asked me this so often. He asked me every time I came home from college or from traveling, he would ask me, "You're not married yet?" And I would think, wow, there must be something wrong with me for people to keep asking me that question. But then when I discovered that there were more of my friends divorced than ever, I discovered, you know what? It's not about why am I not married. It is, the question is, why did you get married? Why are you in that relationship? Why are you contemplating going into this relationship? Why are you seeking to be with someone? That's a good question, even though you should be able to have a healthy relationship with a person who is your true love. And I know there are people who will say, "Dr. Faye, hush up, girl. There's no such thing as true love. What you talking about? What are you saying? There's no such thing as true love." I beg to differ. Because God is love. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by me." So since heaven is represented as love and truth, the only way to establish a relationship with true love is to know who love really is. God is love. That's the very definition of love. And I've heard many messages and inspirational speakers talking about love and finding love and being in love. The truth is, without your relationship, without us having that relationship with the source of all life and the source of all truth, there is no way we can have true love. It can be an illusion of love. It can be a feeling, an emotion. It can be lust. It can be feely, touchy, body kind of stuff that gets your emotions all tangled up and in a web that you'll need a holy prayer to come out of. Why is it that we seek things that we think will fill that void and afterwards cause so much pain? And I know if there's no pain, then there's no pleasure. I understand that. I also understand, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the foundation be sure, what will the builders do? So the foundation of true love is to have a relationship with a source of truth, the source of all love, the source of all power, the source of all energy, the source of all light, the source of all life. God is love. True love. In the Bible, and I'm going to cover this for just a minute before we go to our first break here, because I want you to be prepared. There is a passage of scripture, and I want you, if you have a Bible, if not, that's okay. I promise you, it will be here. But in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, it is called the chapter on love, and it talks about what love really is and how we should, how we can understand it, and what we see the behavior of love. It is the behavior of love that's defined in that chapter. I'm going to go to break, but I'll be right back, and let's get into 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and then there are some other scriptures over in 1st, 2nd, 3rd John that I want us to cover here today, and as we continue our talk, our conversation on true love. You are listening to Intentional with Dr. Fay. I am here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the faith-based out loud portion of our network. I look forward to getting to know you. And don't forget, you can join me for the encore at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to join me for our other shows throughout the week, including Energy Bar, right here on America Out Loud, every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Intentional. I'm your host, Dr. Fay. For those of you who are just joining us, we are here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Before we went to our break, we told you to prepare for 1 Corinthians 13. However, before we read that chapter, I want to quote a scripture that I certainly enjoy. And it's 1 John 4, beginning with verse 7. It says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Phew, that's powerful. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. True love means that we must know God. And besides that, it cannot, absolutely cannot be true love. He goes on to say in 1 John 4:9, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, in that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. True love, ladies and gentlemen, began with knowing God, the Creator, the source of all love, the source of all life, the source of light, the source of passion, the source of peace, the source of faith, the source of compassion, the source of everything is God, and God is everything. In 1 Corinthians, I promised you we were going to go through that chapter, and I like to read it from the Amplified Bible. Make notes, go back, and read it for yourself. I believe that each person is responsible for reading it and exploring these truths for yourself so that you can grow up into perfect love. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love for others growing out of God's love for me, then I have become only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, just an annoying distraction. So if I am not walking in true love, and truth and love are one, if I am not walking in love, I'm not walking in truth. In order for me to have a truth, in order for me to base anything upon truth, I must be based upon love. He goes on to say, if I have the gift of prophecy, and for those of you who may not know what prophecy is, it is the ability to be able to see into the future and speak into the future accurate happenings, you know, what's going to take place, and it comes to pass. The difference between a true prophet and a false prophet is what the true prophet says is truth. It is true. It happens. So the Apostle Paul is pointing out to the church of Corinth. He's making a point of this. If you have prophecy, if you have gifts, if you have talents, whatever they may be, and you do not have the true love, you do not have the spirit of love operating inside of that gift, he said, you're just making a bunch of noise. You're just noisy, noisy, noisy. You're just distraction in the room. And if I have this gift of prophecy and I speak a new message from God to the people, and I understand all mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have all sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but do not have love reaching out to others, I am nothing. You have no significance, no value. He is saying what you're doing is not worthy of attention because it's not coming from the place of love. We continue to read. And if I have the gift of prophecies, understand all mysteries, possess all knowledge, it doesn't do anything. It move mountains. It doesn't matter. If I have all sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but do not have love reaching out to others, I am nothing. I know I read that before, but it's worth reading it again. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, I'm a do-gooder. I'm always doing good. I'm always helping people. I'm a person given to service. I'm a person given to charitable causes. I have a cause for everything. I want to save the everything. And that's me. That's me. And if that's you, you know, if you can say that's me, the apostle said, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But if you don't have love that's motivating it, then it's nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Let me tell you this, and this may be a revelation, may have been a revelation for me, but it may be, you know, old news to you, that extremely wealthy people, giving money is not a sacrifice. It helps the recipient, and that's good, but they haven't stepped outside of their comfort zone yet. True love brings you into a place that you're embracing people from wherever they come from, whatever walk of life. That's why one of the things I enjoy so much about Malcolm and the Out Loud family is that the diversity, embracing everyone from every walk of life. True love manifests in such a way that you cannot not deny it is true love. You're not finding the wife asking the husband, "Baby, do you love me? Baby, do you love me?" Like a broken record. "Baby, do you love me?" True love does not have to ask the question, because the answer is already present before the question can come forth. So the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, which was a new baby church. They didn't know how to fellowship with one another. They didn't know how to be free because they had been in bondage for eons. They'd gone through the dark ages. They'd been through all of these crises and situations in the earth. Jesus had died, been resurrected, and now they're hearing the news through a man who was at one point a murderer trying to kill all the Christians, and now he's coming back with a message, an apostolic message of peace and grace and love and hope, and letting them know, you know what, you guys are making a bunch of noise, but you're not manifesting love. Yakety, yakety, yak, but there's no love in the room. He said, if I'm doing all of these things and I'm moving mountains and giving all of these things, and we'll see this in a moment, because he talks about giving his body to be burnt, actually in the very next verse. If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it does me no good at all. Oh, wow. You mean if I sacrifice my body for somebody and I'm giving my life? How many people have you known of who have cried over, "I gave you my life, baby, and you still gave me nothing back"? You know, "I gave this company everything I had and it gave me nothing back." How many times have we heard people say these things because they were not doing it from a place of true love? They were doing it from a place of selfishness, of greed, of all of their motivations that were not pure. They were doing it from places that were more hurtful to the people in that space than helpful. So the Apostle Paul said, you can do all of these things, but if it's not motivated by true love, it's nothing. Give up on it. In verse 4, 1 Corinthians 13, he says, love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful, and it is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag, and it is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked, nor overly sensitive or easily angered. Wow. Well, that's just exempt just an entire planet almost of people who are not thoughtful, who are jealous, who are envious, who brag about their credentials or status in life or their network and net worth. You ever watched those videos on YouTube? You're watching something on YouTube, some meditation video or whatever it is, something to move you in the groove in the moment, you know? And then suddenly here's this guy saying, "Oh, here's my house. Here's my car. Look at my plane. You want to know how I got this stuff?" And I'm going, "No, you're interrupting my flow. I don't want to know how you got your stuff. Now, if you're going to manifest love to me and show me how to grow and be a better human being, then I definitely want to hear that. I want to hear how I can tap into true love and to God, the source of all life and light and love, and be an empowered being, because I know that I can't give away what I don't possess. And if I can release the love that he has on the inside of me, and that can flow throughout the human race and flood every room that I walk into and flood every place that I am, then I'm good with that. I don't want to know how you got that new car or that new house. I don't care. I really don't care. What I do care about is establishing a relationship with true love, with the source of all life, and letting him flow through me." Amen, amen, amen. So love endures. is patient and serene. It's not boisterous, making a lot of noise, cling, 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 you know, being noisy. I was speaking to a friend of mine, and he was telling me about having the noise quiet in us, having the not being noisy. And I thought, what do you mean not being noisy? He said, inside, not being noisy inside. And each of us, we know people who are noisy inside. You may be a person, you're real noisy inside. You know, when you walk into the room, people get tensed. They get nervous. You may be an employer and you walk into the room and your employees just break out. They perspire because, wow, you're mean. You're noisy inside. What you're saying may sound good, but you're really noisy inside. Love is not rude. It doesn't brag. It's not arrogant. It's not obnoxious or self-seeking. Not easily angered. Always angry because the cause provokes me to anger. Well, that's not true love. And so you will not be effective until you get quiet in love, until you stop the noise in your head and in your heart. You will never know what it means to be captured and raptured by the artist of love himself, Almighty God. Let me tell you something else that true love does not do. It's not overly sensitive and angered, we mentioned that. But it also does not take into account the wrong that's done to it. How many of us keep an account? You have a running record of every bad experience you've ever had. You have a running record of every negative thing anyone has ever done to you ever. It's all calculated. You have it stored up in your human psyche. You have it reserved in your library of baby done me wrong. She told on me. She lied. You've got all of these things locked away, tucked away, so that you can retrieve them in any moment. Because dare you forgive and release and let go. So you have to hold on to those things because you have not learned that love doesn't hold record of any wrongdoing. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that when God forgives us, he puts it into a sea of forgiveness and he'll never bring it up again. He has no record of any wrong we've ever done whenever we repent. Repentance means to turn to God. You automatically turn away from sin when you turn back to God. That's easy. Yeah, just turn around. You can just turn around in your heart and begin to worship him, begin to serve him, begin to ask him, Father, forgive me because I really didn't know what I was doing. Forgive me, wash me, cleanse me, make me whole all over again. And he will gladly do it. It's not difficult. He's not like people that cannot forgive you for 30 years, you know, die with unforgiveness still in your heart because you didn't know how to manifest true love. True love was not something you ever learned to do. But today, you're learning it right here. As we continue our talk today on true love, intentional here with Dr. Fay, right here on America Out Loud, your premier network. And don't forget to join us every day, right here at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Energy Bar. That's right, we're here. And don't forget, guys, every day at 5 o'clock p.m., join me and my co-host. Yeah. 10, 11, 12, count them, Extraordinary Women, and Malcolm Out Loud for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. We're having a blast. You join us then. Bookmark us. Go to iTunes, like, rate, review, yes, and share. I'll be right back after this break.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends, with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we're back. Thank you so much for tuning back in to Intentional. I'm your host, Dr. Faye, right here for Intentional, our faith-based out loud program. True love. True love. Wow. Powerful. True love. Learning how to grow in grace, in true love. Before we went to break, we identified what's not true love. And what love is, and how love will endure patience. Love is patient, is kind, is thoughtful, is not jealous, does not brag, does not say, oh, look at my big car, my big house. Look how many people I have in my program. Look how, you know, check my stats, you know, how many friends I have in the network. Love is not boisterous. It's not self-seeking. And love is not rude. Love understands that love is love and love is truth. It's not rude. It does not rejoice at injustice. It's not always seeking for hurt and harm to come to other people. I've had many God-fearing, loving Christians say, well, they better watch it because God's going to do something to them. God's going to get them. Well, look here. If God is out to get people for every bad thing that they did, we've all been gotten. We're cooked. We're over. We're done. Stick a fork in it. It's settled. It's over. But that's not God. God is love. He's not out to get us. He's not hating on us. He's not angry with us. He's not trying to kill us. That's not who he is. Jesus said in St. John 10, 9 and 10, the thief come not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. I have come to give you life to the full, to the overflow. And God didn't change his mind. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the Lord God who does not change. You see, love doesn't weaken in crisis. As a matter of fact, when the crisis comes, love draws closer. Love, in 1 Corinthians 13, it does not rejoice in injustice, but rejoices in the truth and wants truth to prevail. It's not looking to seek to hurt, to harm anyone. Jesus came to do us good and to make us happy. If we go back and look at John 3 and 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you soever, we soever, me soever, they soever, believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He so loved us that he gave us life to the full, to the overflow. Love bears all things regardless of what comes. Who wants to be married to somebody or in a relationship or even a business relationship? And there's so many uncertainties about that person, about the relationship. Love moves forward with confidence, knowing that their love is divinely protected. Your behavior toward me does not affect the way I love you. It does not dictate to me whether or not I should love you. I love you because love is inside of me, and I can't help myself. Even if you're mean, nasty, and rude and ugly to me, I'm going to love you. Why? Because it's not me who's doing it. It is my Father who's resident on the inside of me, and I am reverencing him by acknowledging his presence is in the house, and I can draw from that well of love that never runs dry. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes his way. believes all things, looking for the best in everyone. Always looking for the best, not looking to tear people down, but looking to build people up, looking to encourage those who were underdogs, down and outers, looking to encourage those who have had their hearts broken and are feeling hopeless. You know, you may be looking successful, and on the world scales, you are extremely successful, but yet your heart is breaking, and you know, no one knows the tears that you cry when the cameras are off and the lights have been turned off. Nobody knows when the mic is taken away how much pain and heartbreak you're really experiencing because you cry yourself to sleep every night. But I want you to know that love is right there with you. You may be feeling alone, but you are not alone. The feeling of aloneness does in no way dictate whether or not you are alone. You are not alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you, nor will He ever forsake you. Love believes all things. It is looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, and remains steadfast during difficult times. And it endures all things without weakening. It is still as strong today as it was before. The years do not cause it to dissipate. The years do not dictate whether or not love is still there. Love is forever, and He will not change. In verse 8 of 1 Corinthians 13, and as I continue to read from the Amplified, it says, love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. All of these things that we hold so valuable and we put our stock in them, those things will cease to be. But love has no end. And you know why love has no end? Because God has no end, has no beginning, and has no end. The Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. For our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. It's limited. Our understanding is limited. It's finite. But His is infinite. And we can depend and rely upon our love of all loves. But that which is complete and perfect comes. But when that which is complete and perfect comes, that which is incomplete and partial, yeah, it passes away. Those things won't matter. And what I see is that when we're swallowed up of His love, all of the things that we put so much emphasis on, put so much weight on, put so much value on, suddenly they dissipate and they begin to disappear. They're no longer valuable. They're no longer the things that we hold dear because other things begin to take their place, like love, truth, integrity. The Apostle Paul continues to write in verse 11. He said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. I matured. I no longer was looking for love in all the wrong places. I no longer mistakenly said love when it was really lust. I no longer sought out a woman to fulfill my emptiness. I no longer sought after a person or a job or career to fill the voids in my life because I realized what I was missing was an awareness of love that was resident on the inside of me, ready for me to embrace Him, ready for me to embrace all that He is, perfect love, perfect in all of His ways, the Father of life and the Father of love. This childishness, this immaturity that I once knew and called it living. I called it a life. I called it peace. I called it joy. But when perfect peace came, I knew what I had was no match for Him because He's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God, my peace. In verse 12, He says, for now, in this time of imperfection, we see in a mirror dimly, a blurred reflection, a riddle, an enigma, But then, when the time of perfection comes, we will see reality. Face to face, now I know in part, just in fragments, but then I will know fully, just as I have been fully known by God. And now there remain faith, abiding trust in God and His promises, hope, confidence, expectation of eternal salvation, love, unselfish love for others, growing out of God's love for me. These three, the choicest graces, but the greatest of these is love. And this, my friends, is true love. The greatest gift of all is true love, is to be able to experience love from the inside out, that it envelops you and it embraces you. Not only does He who is love embraces and envelops you, it does so for everyone who will come into your presence. The greatest law of attraction is true love. The greatest thing we could ever be is true love, filled to the full, to the overflow, because of Jesus Christ and His love for humanity. His love for us is greater than anything we could ever imagine. His love for us covers a multitude of sins. It takes us out of those places where we have been broken so that we feel as though we will never be mended again, and we could never breathe again, we could never live again, we could never marry again, or we could never live a full life again. Maybe you have been in some horrible accident and you're just not sure about your future. I can tell you, if you will embrace this truth of true love, you will begin to see your future. You will become your own prophet. And you'll begin to see your tomorrows in a brighter light. You'll no longer be looking at your future through the eyes of the past. You'll be looking at your future through His eyes. And God has great plans for you. He really wants to do you good and make you happy. In 1 John 3, it reads, "See what an incredible quality of love the Father has shown to us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are." Hallelujah. Good news. We are the children of God. We are His. You belong to Him. Even though you may not feel like it, you may feel rejected, you may feel as though no one in the world understands you, but you are a child of God. Now, you may not look like other Christians. You may not walk like other Christians. So what? Big deal. God's not concerned about that. He's concerned that you know that He knows you're there, and that He cares so much for you and loves you, and He wants to do you good. And for this reason, the world does not know. The world can't comprehend or understand this love, because you can't write this love down in a book so much, you know? We could write you a story about it. We could do the best we can in our finite understanding of true love to give you something to as a seed, so that you can take it and begin to meditate upon it, that it might become a harvest in your life. But true love is a way of God. It is the way of truth. It is the way of relationships. It's the thing that makes you breathe, true love. So there's a separation between true love and that thing that the world calls love, and most people called love. We are the children of God, and He loves us so much. And you're practicing listening for love to speak to you every day. We practice it even unconsciously, we are practicing listening for the voice of love. Every human being is waiting for the voice that will speak life to them. Regardless of who you are and where you come from, you are in a place where you are waiting to hear the voice of true love to give you sanity in the midst of craziness that's going on around you. Who will be a voice of sanity? Who will be a voice of reasoning in the madness of seasons? Who will be a voice of deliverance to take us out of this place where we feel so trapped and so helpless because of all of the things that are going on politically and economically? I say, look inside. What you're looking for is in the house. Always has been. It is the parable of the woman who lost the coin. When Jesus told this parable, he said she lost a coin. She was looking for it. She couldn't find it. And when she found the coin that was lost, it was the day of celebration. It wasn't a birthday. It didn't have to be. It wasn't an anniversary. But she celebrated because something she had been diligently searching for has now appeared. It has now become a time in her life to celebrate. It is like the merchant who sold everything for the pearl of great price, wanting the wealth of knowledge and understanding and clarity about who he is and who has come into his heart and his life. This true love that every man and woman searches for, so much so that many have gone through divorce after divorce after divorce in search of true love and couldn't find it. It wasn't the ex, dear heart. It's not your ex. What is it that you're looking for? What is it that's causing you to keep stepping off the same cliff into the same situation over and over and over again? There comes a defining moment in each of our lives that we decide, hey, been here, done that, gotta change. I don't want to be what I've been before. I want to make a mark in this world that can never be erased. I want to speak a word of deliverance and healing and transformation into the lives of people. I don't want to just fly on a buzzword because empowerment is the thing to say, or inspirational sounds really great and wonderful and it sounds so inspiring. But I want to be the inspiration. I want to be the empowerment. I want to be the motivation. I want to be the life force, the life source. I want to be glad tidings. I do. I want to be the celebration. And I can't give away what I don't possess, so I have to begin with me. Because love begins at home and spreads abroad. Love, it is love that defines me. Not my credentials, not my education, not my associations, not my family, not my friends. It is love that defines me. For God is love, and God defines me. Truth defines me. He's resident on the inside of you. He's resident on the inside of me. And you must know these things. Know this with certainty. As we move forward in times of complexities and times of uncertainties, know for assurance of surety that God is with you, resident within you. And if you don't know that with certainty, all you have to do, you can be sure right now, you can ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Lord, to be your Savior. It's easy. His yoke is easy. His burden is light, easy and light, easy and light. If it's not easy and light, it's not him. Just ask him, so Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. I want to know what true love really is. I'm tired of this merry-go-round in life. I'm tired of being the hamster on the wheel, going nowhere fast. Father God, I just ask you to do a takeover in my life. If you do a takeover, I'll be made over. And even if you think that it's all right and everything is going good, but maybe it's one area in your life that you have uncertainties. Maybe it's about your business this year. Maybe it's about your marriage. I don't know what it is for you, but everyone has a little bit of uncertainty in an area. If it's one area, You can have certainty right there in that place right now. And all you have to do is just say, Father, you know, manifest it in me. Manifest truth in me. Manifest love in me, because truth and love are synonymous. They are the same. I can't have one without the other. Truth, His truth is His love, because He is. All you have to do is ask. He said, ask and you would receive, to seek and you would find, knock, knock, and the door shall be open. Be tenacious. Be focused and tenacious. And you will see that the thing that you have needed or felt you needed, the thing that you thought you were missing, has been there all along. He's right there, and He'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's been great being with you, and I think I just want to do a series on true love. I feel that, you know? I want to talk about that. We want to help you get to the place that you can embrace the love of God that's on the inside of you. I don't know how we'll do it, but I am telling you that we want you to grow in grace and know that God loves you so much, and He's not giving up on you, and don't you dare give up on Him, because He cares for you. I want to pray with you right now as we do our benediction at the same time. Father, I thank you and I praise you for every person within the sound of my voice. I thank you that you have groomed us for greatness, because we are created in your image. I speak a word of healing. I speak a word of deliverance. I speak a word, Father God, over their lives for transformation that will come from the inside out. And for those that were feeling loveless, let them be filled to the full, to the overflow, with true love. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining me for another Intentional. I'm Dr. Faye, hosting your faith-based Out Loud every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Encore at 4. Don't forget to join us at 5 for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Set your clocks for Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Viewpoint, that news hour with Malcolm and his co-host Ava. God bless you. Until next time, remember, keep on trusting Him. Bookmark us, and we'll see you then.